Welcome to the Table I Built. I'm Andrea Walton, and this is the space where we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair. Your seat at the table is waiting. Well, March is Women's History Month, and before we talk about leadership pipelines, promotions, equity, or corporate strategy, I want to start with a bit of gratitude because none of us build alone. Before we build companies, we are built by people. Before we develop strategy, we survive seasons. Before we lead in public, someone helps shape us in private. And there are three women I must name out loud today. First, my mother, Yurith Walker. Strength, discipline, faith, endurance. My mother formed me. Long before I understood executive presence, I watched her carry herself with dignity. Long before I understood resilience as a strategy, I watched her live it. She taught me how to work. She taught me how to stand up straight, both physically and emotionally. She taught me that responsibility is not something you run from. And when I became pregnant at 14 and had my daughter at 15, she did not walk away from me. So let's just pause right there, because that moment could have fractured everything, but she stood beside me. She didn't excuse my choices. She didn't pretend it wasn't hard, but she did not abandon me. Standing beside someone in their hardest season is not passive. It is daily, it is costly, and it is sacrificial. And watching her do that imprinted something deep inside of me. When I walk in rooms today, global rooms, executive rooms, high-stake rooms, I carry her with me. I am not just Andrea the executive. I am the daughter of a woman who survived, who endured, who refused to crumble under pressure. And that foundation matters. Now, the second woman I must honor is Johnny Payne. She was a youth leader at Victory Bible Church where I grew up, but youth leader feels too small of a title. When I found out I was pregnant at 14, my world shifted overnight, as you can imagine. 14. At an age where most girls are navigating the beginning of high school, I was navigating the beginning of motherhood. And Johnny stepped in. She counseled me. She counseled my mom. She walked with us through fear, the uncertainty, the quiet judgment that can surround moments like that. And when I made the decision to keep my daughter, Naomi, she did not treat me like a failure. She did not reduce me to my mistake. She covered me. She protected my dignity. She reminded me that one chapter does not define an entire book. And here's what I understand now as a leader. When someone refuses to define you by your lowest moment, they help you rewrite your future. Johnny didn't erase my reality. She didn't sugarcoat the consequences. She loved me through it. She was much more than a church leader. In those years, she was like a second mother to me. And that covering changed my trajectory, because shame can shrink people, but covering restores them. And for any woman listening who is walking through something heavy right now, you know, maybe a setback, a divorce, a financial crisis, a job loss, a public failure, you cannot underestimate the power of someone who says to you, this is not the end of your story. Johnny was that woman for me. So let's talk about the woman who expanded my vision professionally. I must honor Paulette Powell. She hired me at Nestle. And that opportunity changed the very trajectory of my career. She entrusted me with responsibility in a global organization. She stretched me. She exposed me to strategic HR leadership at scale. And sometimes the woman who builds you doesn't do it in crisis. She does it by expanding your proximity to possibility. Paulette saw leadership in me that I was still growing into. She allowed me to develop in rooms where I wasn't always sure I belonged and sometimes felt uncomfortable. And that exposure matters. Nestle wasn't just a job, it was a career launch pad. It shifted how I thought about HR, not as administration, but as enterprise strategy, not as support, but as transformation. And that expansion set me on a path to executive leadership. Now, here's what connects all three women. My mother formed me, Johnny covered me, Paulette expanded me. Formation, protection, expansion. They each saw me in different seasons. Quite frankly, my mom saw me in all of them, but none of them reduced me to one chapter. And that is the message I want to leave with you this Women's History Month. It is more important than ever that women show up authentically in every space we occupy. But authenticity is not chaos. Authenticity is alignment. It's knowing who you are before you walk into the room. And for many of us, especially women navigating corporate spaces, that alignment has required growth. There are seasons where I did feel like I needed to code switch. There are seasons I did minimize parts of myself and seasons I overperformed to prove legitimacy. But I've learned something so powerful. I do not have to amputate my story to earn my seat. My teen motherhood did not disqualify me from executive leadership. My faith doesn't make me less strategic. My empathy does not make me less decisive. You can be both analytical and compassionate. You can be firm and kind. You can be ambitious and grounded. You can be spiritual and strategic. Authenticity is integration, and integration is strength. There are so many women that I have not named, teachers, managers, peers, friends, my sister, women who corrected me, women who challenged me, women who've prayed for me. History is not just written in boardrooms, right? It's written in kitchens. It's written in classrooms, church pews, hospital rooms, you know, cubicles, carpools on the way to work. Women build women long before resumes reflect it. So this month, I invite you to reflect. Who built you? Have you told them thank you? Because legacy is not just what we accomplish, it's who we empower. So I want to close with an affirmation for women everywhere. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, I want you to receive this. May you remember that your beginning does not determine your ceiling. May the chapters you once felt ashamed of become the evidence of your resilience. May you honor the women who formed you, covered you, and expanded you. May you have the courage to show up whole, not fragmented. May you build tables where other women do not have to shrink. May you extend grace without lowering standards. May you lead without losing yourself. May you rise without forgetting to reach back. And for the woman who feels behind, you are not disqualified. For the woman carrying a private burden, you are not defined by this moment at all. For the woman navigating rooms that were not designed with her in mind, you belong. May your story, every chapter, become strategy. May your purpose anchor you. May your legacy begin with alignment. And may you never forget, you are building someone's history right now. This is the table I built, and I am so grateful you're here. Happy Women's History Month.